Now, if Inspector Gould is coming to feast on a dead body, the chief representative of that body, of that family, is, of course, Mr. Burling, Arthur Burling, the head of the Burling dynasty, the self-made man, the owner of this factory, this man who is aspiring after a knighthood, who's been Lord Mayor in the past, who is on the bench, who is a pillar of the local community. But of course he espouses capitalist outlooks and principles, and his inability, his terrible inability to be able to be a reader of the times is something which is his downfall. He's presented to us at the beginning of the play, again with great dramatic irony, as somebody who does not see at all the problems that are going to arise with the labour force and with potential strikes. He has a misplaced trust in the ever expanding and profitable and exciting developments in technology. He is totally convinced that there is no war on the horizon. And of course, on all these counts, he misses the point. Of course, Arthur, the name Arthur, we might most readily associate, certainly in literature, with King Arthur. King Arthur of Camelot, head of the Knights of the Round Table. Here is Camelot. Here is a kingdom that is settled. Here is one that is secure. That sees itself as noble, that sees itself as untouchable, that is something that will never be breached and something that never will be broken. And here comes Inspector Gould to point the finger and to show the shortcomings of this character and what he stands for. And of course, J.B. Priestley wants to come and show that the capitalist has it all wrong, and the future is going to be something that belongs to those who care for each other. That's the whole point of his coming in the play. As soon as Arthur Burling is sounding off to Gerald and to Eric about the most important thing is looking after number one and looking after your own family and building that up and how it is cranks that are speaking of social concern, that are speaking of us as if we're bees in a hive and so on. Immediately speaking about that, the doorbell rings and the inspector, who's kind of been waiting in the wings, is about to come in and to begin his task. So this idea of a king of the castle, if you will, gives us some idea as to the sense of self-importance and security that Arthur Burling feels, a portentous man at the beginning of the play. What about Burling? Well, Burling is very interesting, and Burling is actually a sport founded and practiced by North American and Canadian lumberjacks. And the very simple idea is that it was a competitive sport, and it was to do with standing on a log, and who could remain upright and secure on a log in the river for longest. So it was a sport or a pastime that was born out of industry. And it was born out of competition. Here we have the capitalist Arthur Burling, whose work in industry has helped build up his own fortune and his sense of competition, which is keen. He is obviously hoping to align himself with the Croft family business. This is something that is strongly important within Arthur Burling. So his name speaks of somebody who is a businessman, who has built up his kingdom, and at the beginning of the play seems to be unassailable, until that is, the inspector arrives.